Every summer, the arts organizations all over Arkansas and Oklahoma create opportunities for children and teenagers in our region to experience the arts. They can participate in plays, make pottery, there's painting, drawing, puppetry, you name it, it can all be discovered by kids. There's also a chance for adults to try something new artistically or to return to an arts endeavor they may have abandoned for some time. The John Brown University Visual Arts Summer Workshop Series for 2014 includes workshops in screen printing, photography, screenwriting, painting, and more. I recently spent some time on the JBU campus with some of the instructors who will be leading the workshops, and I asked them to explain why adults need such experience with art, including overnight stays, as much as younger people do. Steve Schnediger, who is teaching the screenwriting workshop, says he only needs to look at his own life for a valid reason.
I started to play the oboe again after 25 years this last 6 months, and basically I came back into a place where I was something that I loved and did and was passionate about, put it aside, dropped it, picked it back up, and now I'm actually thinking, hey, I should go take lessons from somebody. I should go talk to an expert. A lot of people have this stuff in their past. They either dabbled in it, maybe studied it, put it aside, and now in each of our areas we have the opportunity to kind of maybe rekindle some of that lost art in their lives through these workshops.
Bobby Martin will lead workshops in printmaking, including a three-day session in solar plate etching. One of those days will be spent at his private studio. He describes it as a playhouse near Tahlequah, Oklahoma, discovering how to make prints. Bobby says a workshop series like this allows adults to try something new with minimal investment, as well as have access to materials and instruction not often available.
I think that's attractive to people. I know when I take workshops and give workshops, one thing that is nice is to be able to go into a place where I wouldn't necessarily have access to that kind of equipment or that kind of materials or that kind of a medium, too. You know, it's like the oil painting. Try oil painting. I wouldn't necessarily do that unless I had an opportunity to go to a workshop and be able to do that.
Some of the workshops, like writing or painting, might attract some people with previous experience in the medium. Neil Holland, along with Kyle Agee, will be leading a workshop he's pretty sure will be full of first-timers, wet plate collodion. The process is not new. In fact, it dates back to the earliest days of photography. It was created by a man named Frederick Scott in the mid-18th century, and it's been enjoying a resurgence of interest in this age of the ubiquitous digital image.
It basically takes a bromide collodion solution and uses that as a carrier for pure silver nitrate. So you have a bromide solution, a salt, and a silver nitrate that's light sensitive. And those two things together actually form the image on a wet plate. So a piece of iron, what we actually use is trophy plate, which you could buy from, you know, sports supply, that sort of thing. But the process is you know, quite old, and has to be learned. I mean, you know, it's an experiential thing, so it doesn't matter that no one will have any experience.
Arts instructors often say there can be a big difference between workshops designed for children and workshops for adults. Rarely, they say, do the younger students express a fear of trying some new form of art. Adults, however, can bring with them their doubts or memories of their attempts that might not have measured up to their own expectations. John Lasseter, who will be leading workshops in oil painting, says he understands that creating art can be frightening, even intimidating. All the more reason, he says, to pick up the brush or pen or camera.
You know, with a good teacher, someone can learn to forgive themselves and just be okay with their clumsy attempts. And it actually lends itself to really good art, as a matter of fact, when one can let go and be that way. And That would be why kids tend to do so well. So if all you're doing is getting people to get over their fears, I think that's worth the workshop, you know, in and of itself.
Okay, true. The workshops will probably not produce the next Ansel Adams or Coen Brothers or Grandma Moses. But Steve Schnediger, who will be teaching writing at one of the summer workshops, says that's not really the point. In fact, he suggests the process of just creating can be inspiring and liberating.
I like to say that script writing is the best form of therapy you can get without paying for it, because you really do reveal all your inner demons. You're dealing with stuff that you struggle with. You deal with conflicts that are present in your life. And it's funny to see students, again, I just finished a semester of undergrad script writing, but the students are get a little bit uncomfortable with the fact that they might be revealing that they're struggling with addiction or something in the midst of this character that's there. You know, they suddenly say, whoa, wait a minute, I'm looking in the mirror. So one of the things I try to do, whether they're young people, old people, whatever, we turn it into a game. Storytelling becomes a game. We do drills, two-minute drill, where just whatever comes to mind, write it. No wrong answers, no wrong story scenarios, and then let everybody share it. And everybody laughs, everybody cries. There's a lot of emotion, group emotion that's shared in the process. And they become a little more comfortable with being self-revealing and then let the art come out in the midst of that. It's actually kind of fun. It's cathartic.
And John Lasseter says the workshops can be more than just a personal arts creative experience. He says what's learned in these workshops can bleed over into how a person sees other art.
I would say the goal of any art workshop is just to help people find their way in the arts. So what happens is they learn, maybe in the photography, I'm not going to speak for you, but in the photography, they might learn to start looking at composition, thinking about that. Building a desire to finish it yourself and kind of see the final results instead of putting it in the hands of a photo processing place. With script writing, same thing, just to have that experience of creating yourself. And then with art, it's the same way, just begin look at colors and values and shapes and think about that. All of a sudden, when you're driving down the street, you're looking at trees and seeing them in a different way than you used to, from a little more of a creative mind where you're evaluating and learning. When I first started doing that, when the bug caught, I realized I can take this into any venue. I mean, music's waiting for this kind of person that has their eyes open to the way the world really works and the things that actually connect the different art forms and that kind of thing. So it almost feels like you've raised as a human somewhat when you begin learning creative things like this, any kind of art form. So,
and Kyle Agee, who will be leading the photography workshop with Neil Holland, offers one more reason to consider a chance to experience an arts workshop: pride in the work.
Every image that I see that Neil and I have shot, I can remember where we shot it, when we shot it, the struggle of having to shoot it, you know, it being 110 degrees in a tent, or, you know, having to run a half a mile in Prairie Grove to get back to the tent to develop it. Every single struggle that's associated with that image makes me love the image more.
The first workshops begin in mid-June. Other workshops extend into August. If you'd like more information, you can go to jbu.edu/art. And from there, you can find links to the John Brown University Visual Art Summer Workshop Series 2014. This is Ozarks at Large.